Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, Mousie Gray is still basking in the hero worship of his fellow townsfolk. Although a willing talker, Mousie has so far divulged very little of his part in the African campaign, and on the subject of his injury, he's completely silent. As we look in on the little community today, it's late evening. We find Lum and Abner just entering their Jot'em Down store.
Come on in, Abner, and don't make too much noise now. We don't want to wake up half the town.
Well, Lum, I wish you'd tell me what you're dragging me down to the store for at this time of night.
Well, I'll tell you. Don't worry.
Look here. 9 o'clock. Ought to be in bed by this time.
Well, you're going to be glad you stayed up tonight, because this is some secret stuff.
Secret stuff?
But, yes, sir.
What kind of secret stuff?
Well, now, don't tell this to nobody.
Well, I won't cross my heart.
Well, Mousie Gray's got a secret diary that he wrote himself.
A secret diary?
Yes, sir. You know, where you take a book and write down everything that happens to you every day.
Oh, sure. I know what they're. You generally get one of them for Christmas and write in them for 4 or 5 days, and then they get lost, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, all the mouse, he kept his up. And there's a lot of secret stuff in it, too.
You mean stuff in there about Africa and the war and all that?
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's more than likely why we have to keep this all undercover.
Why, sure.
Might even be some dangerous stuff in there for us to know.
Dangerous?
Yeah. You know, they ain't supposed to keep diaries. Mousie must have got his through somehow or other.
Hi, doggies, Lum. Maybe we oughtn't to find out none of this, neither. We're liable to get ourselves in a batch of trouble here.
Well, the thing to do is just keep this secret betwixt ourselves here. Don't breathe a word of it to nobody.
Well, don't worry. I ain't going to. Not with nothing like that. But, well, let's see the diary.
Well, I ain't got it. Mousie's got it.
Huh?
He won't let it out of his sight.
You mean that you got me to come all the way down here just to tell me that Mousie had a diary?
Oh, no. He's coming over here tonight and read it to us.
He is?
Oh, yeah. Now we'll get the real lowdown on everything.
Well, how come that Gus is letting him go out at night this way?
Well, she's went out to some meeting herself tonight, so Mousie's sort of sneaking out, I reckon.
Oh.
And he wanted to read this to us at night so there wouldn't be nobody else around to hear it.
Doggy, this must be awful secret stuff.
Oh, it is, it is. Ain't no doubts about it.
Huh?
And one of the main reasons why I want to hear this, I figure now we'll find out all about how Mousie got himself wounded.
You reckon we will, sure enough?
Oh, sure. This is a personal record of what happened to him over there. So that's bound to be in there, Summers.
Aye, doggies, I hope it is. I've been getting more curiouser every day about that. But old Mousie, he just won't talk about it. He's cuter about that, you know.
Yes, he is. There's a big story behind it, though. I know that for sure.
Oh, there must be. Sure.
Yeah, when he told me about this secret diary, I sort of hinted around and asked him if that was in his diary, but he just shut right up like a clam, so I never asked him no more about it.
Well, maybe he'll just skip that part in the diary, Lum.
No, I don't think so. I'm going to watch him pretty close, see if he don't skip nothing.
No, let's find out about that.
No, the way I look at it, here's something that he don't like to talk about, but it's more than likely on his mind. So he feels like he just has to tell it to somebody, and so he's coming to us.
I hope so, I know that.
Well, it'll do him some good, too. You know yourself, there's been lots of times when you've had something on your mind, and you just kept it all inside of you, but finally you feel like you're going to bust if you don't find somebody. Well, howdy, Mousie, old boy. We're just waiting for you here.
Yes, sir, I'm sorry I'm late, but I had some extra housework to do tonight.
Oh, that's all right. We didn't mind waiting a bit. Not a bit.
Yes, sir.
Have you got it with you?
Yes, sir. Well, are we all alone?
Oh, yeah, sure. There ain't a soul here.
Yeah, nobody here but us. Go ahead and start reading it, Mousie.
Yeah, any time. We're ready right now.
Well, sir, this little book means an awful lot to me, fellas, and you won't repeat none of this stuff in here, will you?
Oh, no, of course not.
Well, you see, I don't know. This book is just sort of like a mother to me.
Yeah, I can imagine.
This little book tells all, and it reveals the real me.
Let's see what's in the little book.
Yes, sir, I'm just looking here. Well, it starts out here, Saturday the 16th. Up gay and early at the clarion call of the bugle. Brush teeth, breakfast. After breakfast, peel potatoes and so to bed. Sunday the 17th. Up gay and early.
Now, wait a minute, Mousie. There's that dead gum phone. I'll make short work of that.
Yeah, get shut up and quick, Lon.
Hello. Yeah, this is Lon.
Who'd call at this hour?
Oh, Miss Melrose. How are you?
Now, what did she have to call up right now for?
Granny, that's right. Well, I'm feared I can't make it tonight.
It's a woman.
Yeah, something important came up at the store here and got to take care of it.
Hurry up, Lon. Get shut of her.
No, can't wait. Yeah, maybe tomorrow night. Yes, Ma, well, I'm sorrowful, too.
Come on, Lum, hang up.
Well, goodbye. Granny, I forgot all about that.
About what?
Oh, I was supposed to go over and sit cross-legged on the floor with a blank mind.
Huh?
It's some new idea she's taken up. Supposed to do something to the mind and body. I forget just what it is now.
I don't believe you can sit cross-legged, Lon, the way you're stove up with rheumatism.
Oh, yes, I can.
Dog, is there something new with that woman every day?
Yeah, well, go ahead, Mousie.
Well, now, Lon, if you want to go over there...
Oh, no, I wouldn't miss out on this for nothing in the world. Go ahead and read.
Yes, sir. Monday the 18th, up gay and early to the bugler's friendly call. Greeted the new day with a smile. Received my orders for the day and took out a long knife.
Uh-oh.
And peeled potatoes.
Oh.
Evening, my first great adventure.
Now we're getting to it.
Temperature down, sky overcast. At midnight, took over sentry post and was soon startled to hear a noise.
Oh, my goodness.
It was the friendly hooting of an African hoot owl. Hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo.
Granny's, have they got owls over there, too?
Well... this one was there, I know that, Lon. And gee, it sure did make me homesick for my friend the Pine Ridge Owl, too.
For what?
The owl here in Pine Ridge, you know, that I used to listen to all the time.
Grannies, I'd forgot about that. That's when you was an air raid warden.
Yes, sir. He's awful friend, the little owl.
Well, go on, Mousie.
Yeah, get to the exciting stuff, Mousie.
Yes, sir. Let's see, where was... oh, yeah. Hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo. I immediately noticed that the African hoot owl hoots slightly lower than the Pine Ridge hoot owl. The African hoot owl goes hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo, while the Pine Ridge hoot owl goes hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo.
Pretty close there, though, ain't it?
Yes, sir, but there's a difference, Lon, a decided difference.
Well, that's all interesting junk, Mousie, but what we'd like
yes,
to know
is... yes, it is interesting, isn't it? And you can tell it every time, too.
Yeah.
The African owl is a little lower, Lon.
Mm-hmm.
Hoo-hoo. Hoo-hoo.
Yeah, you told us that. Now, go on to the next day now.
Yes, sir. Tuesday the 19th, up bright and cheery at the carefree notes of the bugler's call, made great discovery. Discovered it is faster to peel potatoes with short knife than with long one. Did not contact Al nor hear his low hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo all day. Saturday the 23rd.
Saturday? Didn't you skip something there?
Yeah, just a minute here, Mousie. What happened to Wednesday and Thursday and Friday?
Oh, well, I left those out, Abner. Nothing important happened anyway. I didn't contact Al any of those days.
Oh.
Not hear his low friendly hoo-hoo, not a time.
Oh, well, I'm glad you left them days out then.
Yes, sir, they were fairly dull anyway. About all that happened was that I captured a prisoner, so I didn't even bother to put that down.
No, I don't. We captured a prisoner?
For the land sakes, Mousie, did you do that all by yourself?
Yes, sir, it wasn't anything, though.
Well, come on, tell us about it. Don't be so modest.
Well, one evening I was sitting here alone, peeling potatoes, when this German soldier sneaked up behind me.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
And he asked me if I wouldn't capture him.
Huh?
But I told him I couldn't, that I wasn't through with the potatoes.
Well, Granny, couldn't you stop long enough to capture him?
Well, I like to follow orders, Lum, and my orders were to peel potatoes. I like to be systematic about those things, you know.
Oh, to goodness.
But he kept insisting, and, well, and I told him I didn't have a gun handy, so he loaned me his and showed me how to work it, and then he gave me a cigar.
A cigar?
Yes, sir, he was an awful nice fellow. He said he just hated the war, and he lived in Chicago once. Told me all about Chicago. You know, there's a city I want to see someday.
Well, did you finally capture him?
Yes, sir. I smoked a cigar and got sick, so he carried me into an officer's tent. And, well, that's all it was to it, Mom. I still have part of the cigar as a souvenir. You want to see it?
No, just get on with the diary.
Oh, yes, sir. Saturday the 23rd, up gay and early and out searching for my friend the hoot owl, when all of a sudden... Oh.
What's the matter?
Did you hear that?
Hear what? What you was reading there, you mean?
Oh, I've got to get outside right now.
Well, wait a minute, Mousy.
Well, I'll be back, Lum. I've got to go right now.
Lum, do goodness. What do you reckon happened to him?
Doggies, I don't know. He sure had a peculiar look on his face so long.
Yeah. I don't know whether he meant did we hear what he's reading or did we hear some strange noise.
I tell you, maybe he was coming to that part there told how he got himself wounded, Lum.
Granny, he's outbound you, that's it.
Yeah.
Couldn't go through with it.
No, bless his heart. He reckon we ought to go outside and see if he's all right, Lum.
Yeah, maybe we had. Yeah. I don't know. He kind of scared me a little there. I don't know whether I ought to go out there or not.
Well, he just couldn't stand to read it, Lum.
Wait, here he comes back. Well, how do you feel now, Mousy?
Oh, all right, I guess, but... Well, I have something to tell you, fellas.
Well, you just go right ahead, Mousy. We're your friends. You can tell us anything.
Well, this is hard for me to tell, but... Well, I've just got to do it. I was wrong, fellas.
Wrong?
Yes, sir, that was my old friend, the Pine Ridge Hoot Owl I heard just now, and that African Hoot Owl doesn't hoot lower either. They both hoot the same. Hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo.